Hoarding toilet paper for times of crisis. It's episode 450 with plugins for optimizing your images, banishing Gutenberg to the depths, keeping your analytics to yourself, disabling users, and classic press options, all coming up on WordPress plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and I have the usual great show for you today. But of course, right off the top, don't forget, according to the Mueller Report, you are listening to WP Plugins A to Z, the best classic press WordPress podcast in the universe. And a big thank you out to the No Agenda Show for their contributions of ideas and the occasional sound clip.
Squirrel!
Although, they probably don't even know it. This is a value for value show, and I look forward to everyone providing some value back. And you can start by getting out there and registering for the newsletter to get information every week and hit everyone in the mouth, tell them about this show and how great it is. Okay, it is episode 450. I am still looking for more participation from you, the producers of the show, as this year the Sword of Damocles is still hanging over the show, though it is strengthening and we're starting to pull it away. Starting to see more and more response from people, and that is great. This is number 10 of 52 episodes for 2020. I am still looking for guest hosts to appear in the show. And that is, of course, starting this month. So anytime, if you would like to be a guest host on the show, it does not matter whether you are a WordPress professional or just a WordPress aficionado, and you would like to appear on the show with me, all you got to do is go over to wppluginsatoz.com/guest host to sign up for a show you would like to appear in. I do have a couple lined up that are going to be coming in. They just haven't confirmed yet. And really, all you got to do to appear is be willing to come on, chat, have some fun, bring a couple of plugins that you want to talk about, and that's all we're going to do. Of course, we've still got a little bit of problem right now, as you know, we talked about there in the beginning. Everyone's hoarding toilet paper for...
Everybody was kung flu fighting, and all in Wuhan dying, and it was a little bit frightening.
Yes, the Kung Flu, and everyone is starting to hoard toilet paper from Costco, as I see in my social media streams, pictures of none of the stores having toilet paper and other essentials. They're starting to run out. The panic buying has started. If you want to preserve your own amygdala and realize why you're not going to die, go check out the No Agenda Show at noagendastream.com. They can definitely help you understand why it's nothing to panic about. And I do have lots of news from the world of WordPress today. And, well, let's see what we've got.
Watch it burn, it leave, it's time for Mac.
iPhone, shmy phone. The way I see it, the only good phone's a landline, and the phone should be made out of Bakelite.
That's right, everybody. Time for tech news. John, do we have tech news?
Absolutely, we have tech news. So let's see what we got here. Starting out, a clip from, this is something I'm going to try and bring in from time to time. This is a little new. This is a clip from WP Water Cooler, and they're talking about the possible issues with WordPress development and with Google jumping into the mix. What is going to happen? It's a bit of a long clip. I'm going to work on making my clips better and more precise, but this one needed to be a little bit in context on what it is. And if you haven't checked it out, I've got the link in the show notes for the full show that this comes from, but let's go take a listen to what they say.
Yeah, I also just want to touch on this. I know we only have a few minutes left. I do think it's interesting that right now, as it stands, the largest single contributor to WordPress is Automattic. That makes sense. because you know they're the company that WordPress built. But now you have this second company, Google, who dipped their toe into things with the AMP plugin, with working on that standard and getting it implemented, worked with Automattic on getting it implemented. And now they're, you know, dipping their toe in a little bit further and saying, okay, let's look at lazy loading. Let's look at XML sitemaps. I'm not trying to fearmonger or anything else, but where does this go since we have a company that has a tendency, look at something like Chrome. They were building that on top of WebKit, on top of an open piece of software for years and years, and then went, this doesn't suit us anymore. Let's go ahead and fork it, make our own thing. Now they've got Blink. I just want to make sure, I'll take the improvements as long as we can keep getting them, but at some point we don't end up with this, you know, funky fork of WordPress, Google maintained fork of WordPress that's optimized for, you know, their computing environment or whatever, which might benefit some people, but then would just end up fracturing the project.
I think the way that, the best way that I've thought about this a lot, the best way that I thought of to frame this, if we can maintain a healthy tension between people who have a vested interest in the future of the web, that's one of the best things that we can do. I'd love to see Microsoft getting more involved in the project. I'd love to see Mozilla more consciously and directly involved in the project. And I think folks who have an interest in an open web, of which Google does, this is part of why it's pretty easy for me to have that good faith. They don't want a web where everything is closed up or where everything is on Facebook, for instance. They have an interest in this. So I think we have to recognize that organizations will have their biases and they'll invest in things that are aligned with their interests. And so let's do our best to maintain a healthy tension and invite participation from those who might not find it as obvious and then seek it out. And I think that's the best way that I know, is if you can keep things in a healthy tension with each other. Microsoft doesn't want Google to win all the things. They're trying, and so let's get them involved in the project too.
Now, this is a bit of a concern to something to think about, because, you know, Google jumping in, they helped a bit with the APIs, and they've dived in. Google does drive a lot of what changes in the web. And if they're starting to dive into WordPress in this aspect, what can happen? This is a really good episode from WP Water Cooler. You'll want to go check out the full show and get a little more context around this. But it is something to think about. Google does have a very long list of things they start, develop, start to get good, and then they go, we don't want to do that anymore, and they abandon it. Poof, right in the middle. So something to think about. Okay, let's move along and let's talk about a little bit about what is the future of page builders. Now, this is a really good article from the Tavern. Is, will page builders remain competitive in the block era? And this is, of course, with the Gutenberg blocks. What is going to happen to page builders along the line? Are they going to be sidelined, failed? Is there going to be two different streams, either Gutenberg or a page builder? Really good article to go check out. Falling along in that, of course, is Elementor. And you can see from this screenshot here that they're talking about Elementor. And what's happened is Elementor recently got themselves a large chunk of cash, $15 million they raised from VC funding. And they plan to invest in the team, product, and community. At least this is what they've stated so far. But what does that mean? Now, there is some speculation on what that means, and one of the speculations here comes from GetDolly, and they're speculating that Elementor is going to move into SaaS, services as a software services. And in other words, they're going to take Elementor to a new level, and they're going to start charging on per chunk basis instead of a license for everything. Now, this leads to some interesting things of what's going to happen. Of course, Elementor being the number one page builder with over 4 million users compared to their closest ones that are somewhere around 70 to a couple hundred million or a couple hundred thousand. So this is something to think about as far as what's happening. Now, I am an Elementor user, and though I'm looking to see about moving away from it. And of course, with Elementor being forked for Classic Press, that's going to add a new level of information to it. I talked about that last episode, that Elementor has been forked out. So these are some things to think about. And if you're a WordPress developer, you'll want to look into this sort of stuff to see how it might impact you. Links are all in the show notes for these things. Now let's go on to another thing that is not quite near and dear to me, but something I have railed about over the years on this show, and that is WooCommerce screwing people over once again. And this is WooCommerce basically screwing their customer base, and of course everyone still keeps buying it because they're the only game in town. I'm looking forward to see about the fork that has happened at WooCommerce that's being forked for Classic Press and see how that comes about to maybe dethrone WooCommerce from being the top. Now, how did they screw everyone this time? Well, they used to offer up licenses for developers that were multi-site licenses. In other words, save yourself some bucks by buying a license that was good for multiple sites. And if you're a developer, that's what you do most of the time when you buy a license. You buy a license for multiple sites or unlimited sites or something. Yeah, it costs more initially, but it saves you a bunch of money down the road because it's so much more or less costly, and you can keep using it on multiple client sites. Well, WooCommerce has eliminated the multi-site licensing for their products. So again, and of course they did this without notifying anyone they were going to do it. Now, fortunately, they have grandfathered the people in. This time they didn't try to yank it out from under everyone like they did with the lifetime licenses. I think I've still got a couple of lifetime licenses for WooCommerce products that I don't use anymore. But they used to offer up lifetime licenses, and initially they said, we're going to be yanking them, and everybody went and bought lifetime licenses, and then they said, oh, we're terminating them entirely. And it's like, yeah, okay. So WooCommerce has done some really massive flubs over the years, but somehow they still stay on top. And of course, it just shows you what they think. Okay, and of course, we have talked a little bit about Wuhan flu at the front, and now we talk a little bit about the Wuhan flu at the back. All right, well, the Wuhan flu is starting to cause some issues across the communities and many parts of the world. International WordPress community and WordCamps, they're talking about canceling WordCamps all over, rescheduling the WordCamps. Of course, last month's WordCamp Asia was canceled due to the Wuhan flu. And, well, they want to call it COVID-19, but I really like Wuhan flu. It flows better than COVID-19. So at any rate, this is what's happening there. There's another article here in the show notes that talks about some community engagement from WordFence, and they're talking about people that might want to consider start doing more remote working or remote meetings to connect up, and this will help eliminate the spread, which it will, but these are the things that's happening. This is impacting the community. And of course, as I've said, you want to learn how not to panic about it? Go listen to the No Agenda show. You'll find out why you don't really need to panic, and or just turn off the news. One of those two. Okay, so let's see what we got coming up for WordPress 5.4. This is about to drop. The latest rendition. The latest rendition of WordPress. It is 5.4. It is about to drop. It is due out at the end of this month, March 31st. And they've got a list of things that are happening. Social icons blocks, graduate presets, block editor markup, calendar markup, stuff for block developers. There's a lot going on in here. Now, there's a lot of stuff that didn't quite make it in the 5.4, but is scheduled for 5.5. And they are working on those things, and they're going to be incorporating them into the core of 5-5. At least at this stage of the game, that's what they're anticipating. Lazy loading. This is going to be integrated into WordPress. So if you're using lazy loading plugins, I don't know how it's going to impact them myself, but they're going to make it native. I don't know what they're going to do about the people that have done their own thing about that and whether it's going to create conflicts or not. So it is something you will want to dig into if you're using lazy loading plugins or your theme has that built in. There's lots of sites that have those things. The auto updates feature, which didn't make it to this one, which I had heard was going to be here, but it looks like they're going to push it to 5.5. And this auto update feature is one that does concern me because it's not just an auto update for the core. We've had that since 3.7 or 4, somewhere around there. We've had the auto update for core files for quite some time. It auto updates the point cores, but the major cores, it can auto-update if you have it turned on. Some sites had it turned on by default, and it caused a lot of grief in the beginning, but it's since smoothed out. This is going to be a similar problem, I think, and that what they're doing here is going to be auto-updating plugins for you. Now, this one here is really kind of scary in that what it does is the auto-update for plugins, you could go to sleep one night with plugins that need update, and you're going to, yeah, I'm going to deal with it in the morning. Next morning, all of a sudden, they've all updated for you, and your site broke, and you don't know which plugin caused the problem. And this is what happens when you auto-update plugins. You should do them one at a time, test your stuff, make sure you don't break anything, because inevitably, if something's going to break, it's usually because a plugin that you updated broke something. And if you don't know which plugin you updated to broke it, you have to go and turn off all plugins, go diagnose, all that jazz, that pain in the neck stuff. So this one here is going to be a problematic. Fortunately, it can be turned off. I don't know if they're going to be kind enough to give you a box or if you're going to have to do it the same way you turn off core updates and drop some code into your config file. Either way, it should be turn offable. So it's something that I know a vast majority of people will have to do. So that pretty much covers up the news and information I've got for this week's episode. And let's move on to the segment of supporting the show. This show does not work without you, the producers, as it is a value-for-value model, meaning if you're getting any value out of it, then please give some value back and help this show out. In that vein, I like to acknowledge those who have supported the show over the last week. This week, I would like to, you know, acknowledge our show art person, and that show art person here was Johan Ruther, and he has given us a really great shot of a cloud that looks like a thumbs up, so hence today's title, Thumbs Up to Everything. It's a really great piece of art, and if you would like to contribute art to the show, make sure you go to the WP Plugins A to Z Art Generator. Go check that out and submit your artwork for the show. Get your name shouted out. And if you've got a link to a website, I'll happily include that. This week, I do have an executive producer, and I would like to give a shout out. Thank you to John Palmer, who donated $100 to the show. And his little note right here reads, "My name is John Palmer. I donated $100 to your show. This is not the first time and hopefully not the last time. For a change this time, the endowment divides in two. $50 as a good job and to keep the show going. I did it before under Minimali and Who's Wagger. The second $50, I would like to hire you for 30 minutes to read this and hopefully reply." And then there's a big chunk in there that was for me to read and not to shout out. And then finally, "The money is yours. Good show. I use information from it a lot. You earned it. And if you think you can do more for me, let me know." And I've already reached out to John and we have been in negotiations for additional work. So thank you very much, John. I greatly appreciate the donation. And go check him out. His website is knowyourvape.com. It is a vape site for THC vapes. A really great website. Helps you learn to identify good and bad THC vapes. So go check that out. So thank you very much, John. I greatly appreciate that. A big thank you out there to the producers who came in under $50 and those who have set up a small weekly subscription. They remain anonymous, and I thank you very much. If you want to get shouted out here, donate $50 or more, send me a note. I will read it out, and any links you provide will be in the note in the show notes. Now, how can you support the show? So if you're getting value out of this show, be it 5 minutes, you can learn about a plugin, saves you some time, you know, is it worth $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever. You can donate money to help the show. Basically, just...
we just need cash. I know a lot of people want to send blankets or water. Just send your cash.
That's it. Just send cash. And I said, donations to $50 and over are credited with an executive producer credit. This is a real credit. It's just like Hollywood. You can go use them on your LinkedIn profile and everywhere else. Say you're an executive producer of the WP Plugins A to Z podcast. From what I hear, they actually work. Okay, you can submit artwork to the WP Plugins Art Generator. Submit articles, news, and information I can use. Submit plugins, suggestions for reviews. You can also create a monthly donation at Patreon. Yes, I still have a few Patreons out there, and eventually I'm going to get back there and revamp Patreon, make it more useful. Just haven't had the time yet. Or anything I might not have thought of. Okay, well, that's all said and done. It is time to jump into what most people arrive here for, and that is the meat and potatoes of the show. All right, first off, we have classic press options. I really should put my glasses on to read this. Classic press is a fast-growing fork of WordPress. And, of course, it is slowly gaining ground as more and more developers hop on board, more plugins are developed, and more news gets out there about them. They are going to be a player, and they are going to be competing for WordPress's market share probably within the next year or two. So first off, we got a little bit right now of news for Classic Press. Classic Press SEO, this is a fork of, I'm not sure what SEO plugin was forked for this, but it is a SEO plugin designed specifically for Classic Press, is now in beta 2. So if you're using Classic Press and you're looking at testing out a beta plugin for your site, go check this out. Link is in the show notes. The information's up on the Classic Press forum. And this could be something that will be useful for you. It looks to be interesting. I've already moved myself off to RankMath and using that as my SEO plugin. But this could be the alternate to RankMath for Classic Press. Classic Press plugins. I do have a Classic Press plugin this week. I have ZP, Disable Users. Somehow I think I recovered this one before, but we're going to go with it again. This is a Classic Press plugin that allows administrators to get in and disable accounts, preventing users from logging in and logging out. So if you're running a membership site or a place where people register and you need to get in there and control their access or turn it on and off, you can determine their capabilities, all kinds of little things, and this plugin is built specifically for Classic Press management. It does work in WordPress currently, but it's not designed for WordPress, and as Classic Press evolves, it probably won't work there. Just as we're going to have the problem of WordPress plugins not working in Classic Press occasionally. So that's what we've got there, and it looks to be a really great plugin. It is... It is made by ZigPress, and great little plugin to check out for you. And I give this plugin a 4, Dragon Rating. Of course, a little bit of classic, other bits of Classic Press. I've got links in the show notes to all of this, the Classic Press Club website, the must-have plugin list over at the forums, the list of Classic Press specific plugins, which is sitting at 50 right now and slowly growing. You'll want to check that list out if you're looking for a plugin built for Classic Press. And if you build a Classic Press plugin, make sure you submit it to CodePotent, who manages this list. Eventually, they're going to have their own repository where plugins will be going. So keep that in mind. Okay, WordPress plugins. What do we have for WordPress plugins this week? Well, the first one I've got for you is Image SEO Optimizer. This one was sent in to me by Aurelio Volley. And this is a plugin to optimize your images for SEO. It goes through your site, through your images, and it changes the alt text, the image title, the name, the open graph tag, all of this. They do this as a third-party SAS service. And while this looks to be a really fantastic plugin and will work well, you get 10 free per month of images to work with initially. After that, you've got to pay a premium fee for an account. And the account prices vary throughout it. And it starts at €4.99. So whatever a euro converts to currently in your currency, that one there was kind of, wow, they priced in euros. Well, not my favorite, but it works. If you have lots of images and you'd like to optimize all of them, you'll have to take a look at this plugin and look at one of their bigger packages for images and see how it works out for you. It does look to be a great plugin and looks like it could save you a lot of time and optimize your images for SEO without you having to manually go in and write your alt tag, change the image title, change the description tag, etc. They do a whole lot of that automatically for you. I'm not sure how it works entirely, but it does seem to work. So go check it out. The Image SEO Optimizer auto images, alt text, name, and open graph tag. And it says it's WooCommerce friendly. So anyway, I give it a 4 Dragon rating. Okay, next up, I have a plugin that was sent in to me by Angel Lemieux. And this is called Disable Gutenberg, or as a better title, Banish Gutenberg to the Pits of Hell. This plugin gets out there and disables Gutenberg. And I didn't even realize, I know there's a fair number of other turn off Gutenberg plugins out there. I use the Classic Press plugin, is what I use for it, or the Classic Editor plugin is what I use. And this one here has over 500 installs of this plugin. The Classic Editor has like 5 million installs. So we're looking at multiple of these plugins that have got, you know, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of plugins. It tells you a lot when there's that many plugins that websites that have turned off Gutenberg. They're only judging how often Gutenberg is turned off by the Classic Editor plugin, not by all these alternate ones. So it looks like some of these alternate ones are pretty popular. Anyway, this one here is very nice. It disables the Gutenberg editor. And it replaces it with the Classic Editor. You can disable it completely or selectively disable it. The all-in-one complete solution for handling the Gutenberg. It hides all traces of Gutenberg and replaces it with the Classic Editor. It basically it restores the classic editing functionality to your website. And it's really decent, like supporting the meta boxes, quick tags, custom fields, and everything else the Classic Editor editor can do. And so far, like I said, with over 500 installs, it looks like a great way to get rid of Gutenberg and banish it to the pits. And hopefully it'll be maintained long after they have stopped maintaining the Classic Editor, which WordPress has made mention up from time to time that they're going to stop supporting the Classic Editor plugin. And maybe this one will still be there for you when you need it. So go check this one out. Pretty great plugin. I have given it a 5 Dragon rating. Okay. Next one up, this was another plugin that was sent off to me. This is called Matomo Analytics, Ethical Stats and Powerful Insights. And this one here is pretty impressive to me as far as a stats plugin goes. One thing it does first off is it keeps all your stats to yourself on your website. And as many people have listened to me for years know, I am a big one for keeping all my data on my website as much as I possibly can without having it to go off wandering into the depths or the pits of Google and Facebook and everyone else. Keep your data to yourself. Really great plugin. I've loaded this up, tested it on my own site. it actually gives you some really great stats just out of the box and gives you some great insights, as much insights as Google Analytics, except I'm willing to bet it's going to be more accurate than Google Analytics because it's grabbing the stuff right from your website itself instead of depending on the Google Analytics script to grab that stuff. They do offer some premium features such as heat maps and session recordings, format analytics and media analytics. They have funnels, SEO features, custom reporting, all the other additional plugins you can add into this. But just their basic freebie, and I don't do this often for freebie plugins. Usually once they have premium stuff, they automatically get a point off. But this one just gave me so much impressive stuff in their free version that I just have to give it a 5 dragon rating. Go check it out, Matomo Analytics, and it does seem lightweight, and so far I haven't seen an impact on my site. We'll find out over the next few weeks. Sometimes when you put an analytics plugin on your site, it does start to impact your speed and load times, but so far this one looks good. All right, so before I jump into what this show brought to you by, I've got a couple of comments here in the chat. And from Joey, I'm not sure where he said yay, because sometimes I don't catch the comments because I'm reading my notes and I get so focused. So thanks. All right, Joey, thanks for the comments on the WooCommerce flu or the Wuhan flu. So we call it the WooCommerce flu? There's an idea. All right, Hemdian giving me the exchange, $1.50 for a euro. Ouch, that hurts, man. Even buying a U.S. dollar isn't that bad. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Hemdian. I appreciate that. So thanks, everyone, for getting in there and jumping it in. And, of course, this show currently brought to you by...
Save time and money managing multiple WordPress websites. If you have several WordPress websites to manage, either for your clients or yourself, then you know how much time it can take managing them all. Time that is spent on mundane administrative tasks and then losing that time for your important business tasks. CMS Commander is an online service that solves this problem and makes managing multiple WordPress websites fast and easy, as simple as controlling a single site. By placing all your websites in one powerful dashboard, CMS Commander makes it possible to update, backup, and manage them all at the same time in one place. Features of CMS and Commander include one-click updates of plugins, themes, and WordPress core for all sites, automatic scheduled website backups, website cloning and restoration, uptime monitoring and analytics integration, bulk posting and automatic content. Sign up now for your 14-day trial at cmscommander.com and access all the features that will allow you to manage more websites and save time.
Absolutely. CMS Commander is great. Like I said many times, I've been using it for years. And if you would like to check it out, please use the links in the show notes. It is an affiliate link. They don't pay for the ad. I just get affiliate commissions for running it. Okay. And we still don't have any other listener feedback as far as speak pipes or notes or just basic contact. So anyone out there, hey, feel free. I would love to have some listener feedback. How's the show going? What do you think of it? Good, bad, indifferent. Let me know if you'd like to hear more of something, any of that stuff. I will get it into the show and bring it forward for everyone to hear. You can do that just by going to wppluginsaz.com/contact or hit the little SpeakPipe button in the lower right-hand corner and leave me a SpeakPipe audio so I can play it on the air. Hey, in contest, I still haven't gotten a new contest up. It seems like my life has just been very busy for the last 3 weeks. I had an entire week stripped away from me fixing hacked websites, and I've been playing catch-up ever since, and a whole bunch of new work has come in. Not that I'm complaining, it just, what that does is it impacts what I can accomplish for the show, because I have to do fun things like sleep, go away camping, basically get away from my computer screens. So in the contest, next contest will come soon. Okay, and that's pretty much all I've got. A couple of quick reminders, of course. Let me close out the episode. The plugins I covered were Image SEO Optimizer, which I gave a 4 to, the Disable Gutenberg, which I gave a 5 to, the Matomo Analytics Ethical Stats, I gave a 5 to, and the ZP Disable Users, which I gave a 4 to. And a couple of quick reminders, the next WordPress meetup is March 26th, and I don't have a subject on that yet, but it will be coming soon. And if you would like to be interviewed, you're a developer, you want to talk about your plugin, go schedule an interview with me at wppluginsaz.com/interview. If you want to know more about the stuff I do, go check out my journey at theroguestavern.com. And I'm behind and updating videos there also. See, I don't even get to get my fun stuff up. I just tired. So at any rate, that's it. That's all I've got. So I'm going to let my girl take us out of here. And if you want to hang around after the show, after the credits, and chat in the chat box, feel free to just dump some stuff in there. But let's let my girl take us on out of here.
Reminders for the show. All show notes can be found at wppluginsaz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsaz.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsaz. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.